What is your attitude to psychology? Do you believe that the Christian psychology exists? If so, what place does it take in a Christian's life? Yes, the Christian psychology does exist, and this is the psychology that no Freud's or other psychologists could ever think of. Psychology is the science about the soul. If you turn to Holy Fathers, you will be amazed at their profound understanding of the processes going on in the soul. There are some amazing facts, and the secular psychology knows nothing about them. But I hope that there will be Orthodox psychologists whose work will be based on the writings of St. John Climacus, St. Ignatius Brancheninov, on interconnection of sins and virtues, on causes and consequences. St. Isaac Cyrene says figuratively, if you go after daughters before mother, you will fail. What does he mean? He says, you should look into the source of passions, then you will understand why you have this or that passion or sin. You need to know causes and consequences. So this law of interconnection is amazing, and if you ever read the book by St. John Climacus, he speaks of it. What sin is the mother, and what sin is the father, and what is their daughter or son? So he speaks figuratively of sins and virtues. So this is unbelievably profound psychology. So I'm very sorry that the psychology that we call psychology knows absolutely nothing about Holy Fathers and their experience. And this is some surface ideas. This is just skin, perception, or perception, memory, perhaps even conscience. But it deals with emotions. But except for the soul, there is also the spirit. So the soul is psyche. This is something that fell asleep or died, according to the ancient Greeks. This is the part which is common in people and animals, and that's what we study in people, but we should study the spirit. But unfortunately, psychology knows nothing about the spirit, and that's why there are many mistakes. And sometimes you are just amazed at these mistakes. You know, Freud alone is worth of what? So it's great when someone who is well read in Holy Fathers could discover the inner life of a person and could apply it all to the secular psychology, which would change and would study the spiritual life of a person and not the animal part of their life.